From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. This weekend, our attention is once again turned to Pakistan, a strategic ally in the Bush administration's war on terrorism. The already complicated political situation there got another wrinkle today. Former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif arrived home from exile in Saudi Arabia just weeks after former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto returned from her years in exile. Thousands of supporters turned out to greet Sharif at the airport in Lahore. Sharif told the BBC he would work to end the state of emergency declared by Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf.
I'm here to make my own efforts to rid the country of dictatorship and also pull the country out of the mess it is in for the last 8 years, and also restore the rule of law, constitution of 1973, strengthen democracy and the institutions of Pakistan like judiciary, which has been a victim of dictatorship.
NPR's Jackie Northam is following developments from the Pakistani capital, Islamabad. Jackie, has there been any reaction from either President Musharraf or Benazir Bhutto to the return of Nawaz Sharif?
Oh, very little. There was one tepid statement from Bhutto saying she welcomed Sharif's return. Musharraf hasn't said a word. His office has only confirmed that Sharif was back in country now. But in advance of Sharif's return, there was very heavy security at the airport. And Sharif's party said that early this morning, police arrested hundreds of his supporters. The government said those figures were exaggerated.
What about ordinary people? What are they saying about Sharif's return?
His return is being viewed favorably because it opens up the political field. NPR spoke with several people, you know, just out in the street today, and here's what one man said. His name is Dr. Krum.
So it means that country anyhow is somehow showed the path towards the democracy, no?
And Dr. Karam said that Sharif did do some good for the country while he was in power.
I know him, no? He was a good businessman initially, but he had also taken very good steps for the progress, especially for the economy of the country. No?
But to be clear, Sharif is not seen as a savior. He was in power before, but his administration was corrupt, same as Benazir Bhutto's administration. And people here remember that. And, you know, there's a lot of anger towards Musharraf, and his poll numbers are very low. But people are looking at Sharif and Bhutto and have to be wondering, is the country going to be much better served by having one of them in power again?
Now, Jackie, one of the fascinating things about this story, watching it from here anyway, has been watching Nawaz Sharif. He tried to return several weeks ago to Pakistan, but he was promptly deported. Now, the Saudis have been pushing General Musharraf to allow him back into the country. What is the role of Saudi Arabia here?
Well, Saudi Arabia agreed several years ago to allow Sharif to live there in exile, but recently it's been clear that Riyadh has been trying to wash its hands of the whole situation and has apparently been pressuring Musharraf to allow Sharif back into Pakistan to take part in the upcoming elections. The argument being if Musharraf could allow one former prime minister, Benazir Bhutto, back into Pakistan for the elections, then why not another former prime minister, Nawaz Sharif, who is in fact a conservative Muslim. Saudi Arabia is one of Pakistan's largest benefactors, and so Musharraf had to agree. But this gives you an indication of just how politically weak Musharraf is right now, and Sharif's return to Pakistan won't do much to improve that.
One last question, Jackie. President Musharraf was expected to step down as head of the army by now. Any word on when and if he'll do that?
Well, his office keeps saying that, yes, he will do that. But they, you know, it was supposed to be last Thursday, and now they're saying any time before December 1st. You talk to anyone in Pakistan, it's one of those, we'll just wait and see if he actually does it, because it is such a powerful position. It's the most powerful position in the country, and he's probably loath to give up that position.
NPR's Jackie Northam in Islamabad. Thanks very much, Jackie.
You're welcome.